If you make the best art using chalk, you win $1,000. Today we're competing in a satisfying art competition using only chalk. But the twist is, every round the canvases get bigger, and we have more and more time to draw. And at the end of the video, whoever's art is better wins $1,000. And the loser has to get destroyed by high-powered chalk cannons.
Let's go.
It's time to make some chalk art.
Woo!
Well, anyways, for this first round, we only have 1 minute to draw, so we should probably start.
You're right. I'm gonna go draw.
Go! For this first round, we are making animals, and I'm gonna make a shark. I know it's scary, but it's gonna look good. So I have some blue. Let's begin!
The chalk art I'm gonna be making is a dog! And we only have 1 minute, so I gotta do it really quick.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna put a line right here. One like that. Okay. It kind of looks like a goldfish right now, but it's fine. I'm gonna make it a little scarier.
Okay, we're gonna make our first line. I don't know if this is good or not. We're gonna give him some ears. Okay.
Oh, that's so bad. That's so bad.
Why does it look like that?
We need one right here, and this other one. All right, we have the lines. Let's fill this thing in with a lot of blue. Perfect, we have the blue. Let's switch colors. We don't need that anymore.
All right, we're gonna add some color. We're gonna do some orange.
Okay, this looks so bad.
All right, let's do white now.
Woof. This is gonna be white and this is gonna be white, but I don't have time, so let's just keep going. We have enough time for some finishing details. Let's get some black. And last but not least, using these two greens, I'm gonna add some algae down here.
The clock is ticking.
No!
Five.
What? I'm not done yet.
Four.
No!
Three. Two.
Does it look like a dog or does it look like a chipmunk?
Okay. Beautiful! I have made a chalk shark. I literally did this in 60 seconds. Imagine when we have 30 minutes. It's gonna be huge.
All right, I present you my Picasso. Let's go add this thing to my collection.
You're coming with me, Mr. Shark. Woo! It's time to add our first chalk drawings to the collection.
What even is that?
What is that?
It's a dog. Woof woof.
Bro, that's a chipmunk.
It's a dog.
Why are his cheeks so big? All right, well, this is a terrifying shark.
Looks like a cute shark.
Well, we did only have 60 seconds to make these, so don't worry, the chalk drawings will get better.
I'll definitely do better next time.
All right, let's add these to the collection. Oh. Once we're done with all of our drawings, the judges will come and decide who the better artist is.
I think I got the point so far.
Come on, he's so cute.
But the bad part is the loser will get destroyed by high-powered chalk cannons.
High-powered what?
Chalk cannons. You don't want to find out. But anyways, we have 3 minutes for our next round, and the time already started.
Like right now?
Right now. We gotta go!
Like it just begun.
Oh, okay, all right. We now have 3 minutes and the canvas is bigger! Yo! And this round we are doing animated characters. You guys know my favorite. I always gotta do them. A minion! Backwards Gritty!
I'm gonna make something so cool, so awesome, you're gonna love it. And I bet you can guess what I'm gonna make. SpongeBob SquarePants!
We need some colors. Oh god, oh god, okay. Obviously, we need yellow. This is gonna be my minion right here. Let's start by drawing his giant body. Right there. That was my best circle I've ever done, Loki.
We need some yellow because SpongeBob is a Bob that is a sponge. So we need some yellow.
This is gonna be the coolest chalk SpongeBob you've ever seen.
All right, we need the goggle straps. Perfect. His mouth. Let's color this in with yellow, quickly. All right, yo, I have used literally almost all the yellow. We don't need that anymore. We have a lot of yellow on my minion, but we need more colors. Moving on to the blue.
We're gonna leave some room for his eyes.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna fix it, don't worry. That looks pretty good. Does it look like SpongeBob yet? It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
All right.
Minions have these very cute little blue overalls. That's what this color is for. So let's just begin.
Oh no. Oh no.
Okay, let's fill it in with blue. One, two, perfect.
The Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me. We're gonna do his legs. All right, this is starting to look like SpongeBob.
We are working on his eye right here. Okay, let's just outline this. Perfect. Let's fill it in with white. I can't wait to have 30 minutes because rushing while drawing is kind of the hardest thing ever. Okay, perfect. A little bit for the eye and the pupil inside. Perfect, that looks kind of terrifying, but it's gonna have to do. We need some black. We're gonna go white.
We're gonna go blue. We need to add his mouth next.
This is the most satisfying part, in my opinion. All the way over, all the way down, through the hands, up and around, down here, over the feet. He needs feet, he needs feet.
Look at the craziest stance right now. All right, since SpongeBob lives under the sea, we're gonna give him a nice little beach to stand on.
Ooh, okay, I don't care.
There's some iconic little background flowers in the bikini bottom, so I'm gonna do just that.
All right, that looks great. Got red for his little tongue. Fill it in. And let's fill it in with black. We're almost done. I think I have time for one detail. I want to put a banana in his hand right here. All right, next up, I'm gonna do some black outlines. Add right here, let's add his arm.
Looks like SpongeBob's brother, but there's a key element missing here. SpongeBob is a sponge, he has holes. So we need to do exactly that. All right, we're gonna do a hole right here, a hole right here, a small little hole right here. Boom, bop, bada bop, bop, pow.
So I have this yellow for a banana. Okay, it's a banana, all right, it's a banana, it's fine. It's kind of orange, it's okay.
Five.
No!
Four.
Come on!
Three, two, one.
I'm done!
Minion. Bro, this canvas was huge. I had to cover the entire thing with chalk. I'm out of breath. 3 minutes to make this minion.
Look at him. His name is Bob. All right, we got my canvas off of the stand. Let's go. Let's go put this in my collection. This is the best one yet. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
I love this minion. Let's add it to the collection.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob I've ever seen.
I think you meant that's the most beautiful SpongeBob you've ever seen.
Why are his eyes so small?
Why do you only have one eye on yours?
Okay, you know what? These are both not the best, but we only had 3 minutes, bro.
I know, I tried.
All right, well, let's add these to the collection. Oh, these are heavy.
The Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for me and you.
Look at this.
Wow,
we've only used chalk.
Dude, this is sick.
Don't get too excited because the loser at the end of the video will have to get destroyed by high-powered chalk cannons. So like, just prepare because it's probably gonna be you.
Well, what if I don't wanna do it?
You better win.
Well, you better win. Wait, I don't wanna win because then I don't wanna get the truck. Wait, I wanna win so then you get the truck.
Well, anyways, the canvases are only getting bigger and we have more and more time. So, 10 minutes just started.
Right now?
Like right now, we got 10 minutes, go.
Did the timer start?
Yeah.
It did, huh?
All right, see you, SpongeBob. The 10 minute timer has started and the canvas is of course bigger. Bro!
All right, let's make some more chalk art. And we got 10 minutes and the goal is to make us.
All right, please don't flip that.
We're gonna be putting our names with very cool letters right here, adding a bunch of our favorite things and making the best personal chalk paintings. We need some good colors. All right, first up, I'm gonna write my name right here in very large bubble letters.
I'm gonna use this color first. This is gonna be the C. Then we're gonna go up, down, around, and then like this. That's pretty good, huh?
All right, my name is only 3 letters. I better not mess this up.
B.
All right, and then we're gonna go. I forgot how to spell my name for a second. It's an 8, right? It is, huh? Okay.
pretty good. Okay, okay. All right, let's add an E.
Borough Talks is the Borough Market podcast with me, Julia Crouch. Join us as we sit down with the chefs and traders influencing how we eat today, exploring the ideas, traditions, and passions that shape our food culture. Follow on Spotify and join us for conversations worth savoring.
This bubble letter, so they're going to overlap with each other. Okay, oh no!
I might not have enough room for the N.
And then let's do the M. I'm making sure the N fits. We have fit my three-letter name onto this canvas. I went huge with the letters, but that's for a good reason. We are gonna fill them in with the coolest, the best patterns. We need a lot of colors. Let's fill it in. I wanna make this 3D and I want it to make it look really cool. So, go here. All right, just wait. This is just the outline, all right? I haven't even started adding color yet. Now we can add some cool colors. Using all of these colors, I'm gonna fill in the letters and make the coolest pattern ever, starting with blue. All right, I've added some colors, but I'm gonna use my hands to rub this together and hopefully create some cool pattern. All right, let's begin.
Perfect. I think it's actually gonna work.
Let's do some red. Where's the strawberries? All right, let's do this. Some red.
Red.
What's your favorite color?
Green.
Supposed to say red.
Oh.
What's your favorite color?
Yellow and pink.
Wait. All right, you're valid. Thank you. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Nice. Rub this nice purple to pink. That looks way better than I thought it would. All right, we got some orange. Don't worry, I'm gonna blend everything together so it looks like a nice, pretty gradient. Just like the pretty subscribe button that you should click on. Click it right now. That looks pretty cool. Let's give this a nice black outline. I think it's really gonna make it pop and come to life. Here it goes. Oh, wow. Bro, that's satisfying. Oh, it looks good. All right, using these same colors, let's continue. All right, next up, I'm gonna add some color to the 3D parts. All right, now let's do some black right here. All right, perfect. Next up, let's blend all of these colors together. All right, look at that. Everything is all shaded so nicely, so beautifully. I've never seen my name look so nice before. Here goes the E. Honestly, I feel like people with three-letter names are kind of the coolest. Sorry to anyone out there that has longer than a three-letter name. B-E-E. We got some wet chalk right here. Let's go for it. That looks so good already. Ooh, I messed up. It's okay, because when you mess up, it is art. And when art becomes art, it's all about the art. And when Canvas Builder is making art, there is no definition. It's an art without the artist. Technically, there's no meaning behind it. Errors in the art puts the meaning in the art. Storyline is technically, but the art, wait, come back here. Wait, I'm not done! And the art can't be the artist if the art isn't the artist. Guys, come back. All right, I wanna add some cool details at the bottom of this canvas, so let's do that.
We got one more letter to do. I love the color combination I've been doing. Let's finish up the N and then continue. Boom. Yo! Here's what I'm thinking. I want to put a palm tree right here because I love the beach. So we need a palm tree.
All right, we're gonna do some caution tape because I like building and there's a lot of caution that happens when building. Let's add some caution tape. Nice. All right, now let's add the black part of the caution tape. Perfect.
All right, I have some brown and some green. Let's start off with the trunk. I'm using two colors at once. Boom. This is the trunk of my palm tree. I have these two greens. Let's just start going like this. Palm tree leaves. It's okay, I don't need a C. Just need a win.
This is gonna be a really long wrench.
Why are you doing a wrench?
You wanna know why I'm doing a wrench, you say? Really? Well, I'm not gonna tell you. Kick rocks. I'm just kidding. I love using wrenches. Whenever I'm destroying stuff or building stuff, I always have to use a wrench.
All right, let's color it in.
Stop. Stop.
Does it look good though?
All right, next up, just like this. That's gonna be the beach. Next up, I want to add a YouTube logo. Obviously, I'm a YouTuber, so let's get some red and some white. All right, let's try to put it right here. Boom! I got the YouTube logo in the corner. Let's outline the palm tree, because I feel like every time you outline something, it makes it look that much better. Hey, that looks beautiful. Where can we fix it? Where can we fix it? Right here.
Five.
No, 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 okay.
Four.
All the good outlines.
Three, two, one.
Okay, fine, I'm done.
All right, let's unscrew this thing and take it to my collection. This thing is huge.
Cam, there's no way you're beating this, bro. I mean, look at it.
All right, let's take this to my collection. This is so heavy.
This thing is huge, and it's very heavy.
Cam the Builder, we can build it!
Yo!
Whoa!
All right, I know you are my competition, but that's so sick.
I like the gradient on yours too.
We kind of did something similar. We did giant names with a nice fade and a few of our favorite things.
Is that broccoli up there? I didn't know you like vegetables.
It's a palm tree.
Oh.
Is that a dog bone?
Yes. I'm just kidding, it's a wrench.
Well, the canvases are only getting bigger, so let's hang these ones on the collection.
And they're only getting heavier.
Oh my gosh, all right.
Good. I might need some help.
All right, I got you.
Help me.
All right.
Yo.
Whoa.
Only using tiny pieces of chalk, look what we are able to create.
We're getting pretty good at this.
Bro, imagine when the canvas is like that big.
They are gonna get that big.
And keep in mind, the loser will have to get hit by high-powered chalk cannons. So, if you want to survive, you better start locking in.
Can't we just do like a chocolate bath?
Absolutely not! And obviously, at the end of the video, the judges will decide who the best artist is. So it's time to make the next drawing. We have 20 minutes, and it already started.
Like right now.
Yeah.
So we have less than 20 minutes now.
19. Yeah, we gotta go!
19 and probably 50 seconds. I should probably go. Yeah, I'm gonna go. Bye, guys.
Bye!
Yeah! Oh, this is huge! Well, for this round, we have 20 minutes, so I can be very, very detailed, but it's not gonna be that easy. How am I supposed to cover this entire thing? Anyways, the theme is sunsets. We are making beautiful sunsets with chalk right here.
I'm thinking we're gonna be in the desert.
So,
I'm gonna do a cool little road, nice little sunset, little sun right here, some mountains, some cactus, and cactuses? Is that a word?
Cacti?
That is not a word. All right, you're trolling me.
All right, let's color. First off, we need some blue because I'm gonna do the horizon right across this line. Perfect.
Let's do some desert. We're gonna make a line. Right. And then we're gonna make another line right here. Right. Now we just gotta color it in.
I'm gonna use this giant piece of chalk right here to make this go by a lot faster. Oh, that's nice. Yo, I've literally used like half the chalk already. I'm just deleting this thing.
Dude, this big chalk is awesome. I'm definitely moving faster than Ben. All right, we got one side of the desert. Let's do the other side. You know, I already know Ben is probably gonna make a beach with a sunset. He's so predictable. And he's probably gonna put a palm tree there too. I told you. All right. So this will be the road. This is part of the desert, and that's the other part of the desert. All right, we're making some pretty good progress.
All right, that is enough for dark blue. We are switching colors. Using light blue and a little bit of white, I'm gonna add some texture to the water. Let's go in with some lighter blues. All right, it's time for the fun part. Using these, I'm gonna smear everything together, and it'll look so much better. Check this out. That did not work.
All right, next up, I'm gonna be adding some beautiful little mountains in the background. You know, I'll go like, we're just gonna kind of outline where the mountains are gonna be.
I have resorted to using my hands. I don't care. I want this thing to look good. All right, we have covered half this canvas with blue chalk. It's now time for the moment we've all been waiting for, the sunset. This is not the ocean round, it's the sunset round. Yellow is the first color of the sunset, and then we're gonna go up.
All right, there's my sun, there's the mountains, let's do the sunset. Let's add some blue to my beautiful blue sunset. All right, we're gonna start off with the top. All right, that's some good blue. Let's do some purple. All right, we got some purple. All right, that's pretty good. All right, now let's do some pink. I love pink. All right, next up, let's do some red. Oh, that is a good red. I am determined to winning this challenge because the loser at the end of the video has to get shot by high-powered chalk cannons. I'm already covered in chalk enough, all right? I don't want to get more covered in chalk. All right, we've done light yellow. We're going to orange. Oh, this is gonna look so good when I smear it all together. Switching colors to whatever this is. It's kind of like a red. Here we go. Oh my God, this combination is gonna be beautiful when I'm done with it. I'm not even trying, but all the chalk is falling and sticking on the blue. It kind of looks like a reflection. Unintentional, but kind of fancy. And then finally, some yellow. All right, since the sun's yellow, we gotta do a lot of yellow here. All right, next up, let's add some mountains. I already know this is gonna be the perfect addition in my collection. That looks pretty good. All right, I think next I'm gonna kind of, you know, mesh all these colors together so they look all seamlessly, you know, perfectly coordinated with all the colors of the rainbow. All right. All right, I filled in this whole entire sunset with all the colors possible. Next up, we're gonna do some fine little details. In the desert, they have this plant called a cactus. So I'm gonna add a bunch of cactuses here. It's now time for one of my favorite parts, smearing all the colors together. I'm excited. Here goes nothing. That looks good. Let's do it all the way across. So far, so good. The sunset is looking good. The ocean's looking good. But I want this to fade into the night sky. I'm gonna use purple and blue. And then I'll add all the details like the palm trees and the birds and all that stuff. So purple is next.
All right, this is gonna be so good. This is what's gonna bring my collection to the next level.
All right, this cactus looks pretty good. Let's add some more.
All right, we're gonna go one small one right here.
All right, we got one, we got two. Now I'm gonna put a giant cactus right here. All right, the cactuses are all done. All right, we're gonna do the lines of the road. This part right here is basically part of the street, so I don't need to add any color. The color's already there for me. Look at that! That detail already looks so good. Okay, purple's done. Now we're moving on to blue. It's the last color before we smear everything together. Let's blend everything together. Oh, that's looking good. Using black chalk is my favorite part. It pops so good. I'm gonna use this black chalk to draw a little bit of the beach, some palm trees. It's gonna be a silhouette. Fancy word. All right, here goes the beach. Let's fill this in with black. I am done with the beach. The next thing I'm gonna do is add palm trees. They're gonna be black because they're a silhouette.
Now let's do some outlining. First, let's do the road. Nice.
All right, now let's do the sun.
Yeah, dude, that looks so good.
Oh, that was satisfying. All right, let's add some leaves. This looks good. Let's make it look more like a tree. That looks insane, but I have some more details, like some birds. Watch this. All right, I'm running out of time.
Five.
No.
Four.
Come on.
Three.
Almost done.
Two. One. Done.
Sunset. Yo! I literally forgot that I only used chalk to do this.
I think I really outdone myself. I mean, you got the sun, you got the mountains, you got the cactuses, you got the road to drive on. Now that I'm all done, let's go add this to my collection. This thing's so big, and they're only getting bigger.
Let's take this giant sunset and add it to my collection. Woo!
Woo! Hey! I knew you were gonna do that. A beach with a sunset.
What do you mean? I've never done that before.
You do it all the time.
Okay, fine. I've made this exact painting a few times. Don't be mad. Well, this is my beach chalk drawing.
The only thing that mine doesn't have is little birds off in the sunset. Those look really nice.
Well, these are both beautiful. Should we put them on our collections?
Well, I should. You shouldn't.
You don't know how heavy these things are.
Yeah, they're
big. Oh my gosh. Careful, do not drop it.
Cool.
Masterpiece.
All right, now come help me.
Okay. I'm gonna purposely drop it.
No! Yeah, we're good.
Wow. This is beautiful. We have done 60-second paintings all the way to 20-minute paintings. We're not even done yet.
Our skills are definitely getting better.
Well, it's time for the biggest canvas yet, and we have 30 minutes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. We got plenty of time.
We're gonna need a lot of chalk and a lot of focus.
I could go build something right now and come back and still have time.
30 minutes has begun. Let's make a masterpiece.
No, I'm just gonna do a couple push-ups and then I'm just gonna go. One! All right, that's enough push-ups. Let's do some chalk art.
Bro, this is huge! Look, I mean, like, I'm tiny compared to this thing. Well, anyways, for this round, we are doing illusions. You guys have seen all those crazy chalk illusions on the street. There's so many of them, but it's my turn to make an illusion with chalk.
All right, this is what I'm thinking. Since it's super big, you know what else is really big? Doors. So I'm gonna make it look like there's a door here going into an alternate universe.
All right, here's my idea. Using this piece of chalk, I'm gonna try to make it look like there's a hole going straight through this canvas, and on the other side, there's outer space.
Doors are very straight, they're not curvy. So I'm gonna use one of my very favorite tools, and good thing I always keep this tool in my construction vest.
Yep, there it is.
Yep, perfect. This is exactly what I'm looking for. I'm gonna use this to create a straight edge so then I can make a door perfectly straight.
Here goes nothing. I don't trust myself. Oh, here we go. Okay, let's just continue. All right, so far so good. I have drawn the inside line and the outside line.
All right, so if I was a door, I'd want to open the door right here. All right, let's just do a little chalk line here. Oh, that hurt my ears. All right, look at this, guys. I already did the whole outline of this mysterious door into, I guess, the sky. All right, I'm gonna bring in some colors. So let's start off with the beautiful sky.
All right. And just like you guys know, this is supposed to look like a hole in the wall. So I need to like create some kind of shading patterns here to like make it look three-dimensional. Chalk's all I got. Let's do this. Okay, I made some nice lines. Using my hand like usual, let's do some fading. Bro, that actually looks good. The shading makes it feel like it's straight through the canvas.
So, the sky is not purple. Fun fact, it's blue. Bet you guys didn't know that.
All right, let's do some blue.
Does that look like a blue door to you?
All right, next up, I'm gonna add some cracks because this is kind of like a portal through a wall. So I need to make it look like it's busting through the wall. So let's add some cracks. I like this. It looks like those are crack edges on the side. We have the entire portal in the middle, but obviously my portal is leading to nowhere.
This is where some serious details are gonna start to come in. So let's do some white around the door frame. All right, I got a lot of the white done. Let's try to, you know, make it all blend together. This has gotta be like the world's first chalk door because I've never seen something like this before. All right, look at that. The door's really coming together. All right, I'm making the sky right now. The door is all almost shaded correctly.
All right, I have decided I'm going with outer space. I want this to look like a galaxy going from here to here. So I'm using the giant blue chalk that I used in the last round to do a blue galaxy. And then I'll do dark space, little planets, some stars. Let's begin the galaxy. Just kidding, that does not look good.
Every door has something called a doorknob. So that's what we're gonna do next. We got a little bit on this side. Right now we just rub this in.
Nice.
Okay, and then let's bring in some more shadows.
Let's add some black for outer space. All right, the top is done. Let's do the bottom. It is now time to do some blending. This is supposed to look like the galaxy, not a blue line. All right, we're gonna blend these two together. Yo! You see what I'm trying to do? You know, it looks like the galaxy straight through this portal.
All right, right now I'm doing some shadowing. All right, I added all the cool details. I think next we gotta add some cool clouds and some highlights too. So let's do that next.
Obviously, this is outer space. I need some stars, I need some planets. So using this, I'm gonna make the perfect circle and put a planet right there. Here goes a planet. I've never used a stencil before with chalk, but I hope it works. In 3, 2, 1. Yo. Boom, we got a planet. All right.
First, I'm gonna add a little highlight to the doorknob. There you go, right there. Nice. Now let's add some clouds. All right, my clouds are all in. Let's blend it. We just go like this. Nice.
Using an unreleased technique that I've never tried before, I'm gonna try to make some stars. You grab the chalk and you just kinda flick the canvas, hopefully leaving tiny little dots. Oh! Look, 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 look. All right, let's try that again. Stars, Yo!
Five.
Can I do the countdown?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Five, four, three, two, one. All right, now that my artwork is done, let's go add it to my collection.
All right. I'm done with my illusion. I kind of want to just like run through it. You know, this might be so real that Cam or the judges will find themselves running through it. Hey, if they hit their head on the wall, it's not my fault.
Blame my art skills.
Let's take this giant chalk illusion and add it to the collection. This is way too big. Oh, I'll see you over there.
You guys are just gonna stand there and watch me struggle? Come on! Thank you! You aren't doing anything, Nick!
Yo!
Whoa! That canvas is out of this world!
Tell me about yours. What am I looking at?
A door. You wanna go through it?
Sure.
Alright, here.
Cam's chalk illusion is a door.
Yep.
They're both very good illusions. Let's hang these on the wall and add them to our collection. All right, beautiful.
All right, let's do mine.
These are so big.
Cool.
Well, our collection is now complete.
I am Cam the Picasso now.
It's time for you to decide that. It's up to the judges.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Should we bring in the judges?
Yeah, I think it's that time.
Bloody cream!
Yeah! Yeah! Yo, the judges are here.
Whoa! What are we looking at?
Well, boys, we made you guys chalk drawings.
Yeah, don't eat them.
Okay, I wasn't going to.
Listen, we only use chalk to make everything in this room.
All right. Wow.
But we can't start right here. We gotta start all the way in the back, so follow me. Well, boys, we're starting all the way in the back. For these chalk drawings, we had 60 seconds. Check them out.
What? 60 seconds?
Yeah, no way you guys did this in 1 minute.
Yeah, you guys spent more time than that.
I swear, 60 seconds,
yeah.
Bro.
This chart looks out of this world. You didn't make this in 60 seconds.
I promise I did.
All right.
What about my dog?
That's my dog. Bro, that actually looks like my dog. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, it kind of looks like our dog.
So does that mean I get a point?
You might get some points for
it. Bro, you can't tell me that looks like a dog. It looks like a chipmunk. Well, if this impressed you, just wait till we get to the very end.
All right.
Well, for now, let's move on to the 3 minute round. We made our favorite animated characters.
Wow, it's definitely a jump. From 1 minute to 3 minutes, I can see a lot more details. Cam, what do we have here?
You guys want me to tell you or should I sing it?
Please,
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Bro, you gotta take points off of that, yo.
What?
My ears are bleeding.
Dude, that should be added points. I just sang for you guys.
Well, this chalk art is actually beautiful.
Thank you.
You're lying. It's not beautiful.
Bro, we have so many details. I mean, look at his eyes.
Yeah.
Bro, you paid him to say that. The eyes are terrifying.
What?
I'm not gonna lie. SpongeBob looks like it hasn't slept in 3 days.
Yeah.
Just chill out a little bit. Take a look at my minion.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
Minion.
Okay, well, obviously, I didn't get to add as many details as Cam did. Like, yeah, he somehow snuck in some flowers, but like, it's full of color.
You know what? I like it, and it's a lot more clean than this one.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, so far so good. For 3 minutes, you guys did a very good job.
Well, let's check out some more art.
Well, boys, moving on. We made personal drawings, and we had 10 minutes.
Wow.
Okay.
This is the first impressive one. Cam, what do we have here?
All right, well, I like to call this piece
Cam.
Yeah.
So I see it represents you. We got Cam and a yellow tape.
I like the 3D text.
Yeah,
this
that's
is awesome.
Yeah. Well, speaking of three-letter names, what do we got here?
Ben.
You copied Cam.
Yeah.
What do you mean? We did it at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
This one is not 3D.
It might not be 3D, but I feel like I added some more details. You know, we have the beach and a palm tree because I love going to the beach.
Okay.
Got a YouTube logo because I make YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys don't like it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to put something right here. Not looking good for you.
Hold up, we have many more drawings to come. Follow me this way.
Okay.
Because we have sunsets that we made in 20 minutes.
Oh, what? My God.
Come on now.
Whoa!
Like, I don't know how we covered the entire canvas with chalk. Like, my hands almost fell off.
Yeah, that was a lot of chalk.
Boys, I'm very much impressed.
Yeah. Let's start with the better one, you know?
So, Cam.
Hey, yo!
You want me to tell you about this one?
Sure.
All right, so imagine, you know, you're just cruising, you know, on the road, you're like long kind of road trip, right? You're in the car.
Yeah.
And this is what you see.
Nice, beautiful sunset in the desert.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it.
This is actually mesmerizing. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
This cactus looks kind of tasty.
Yeah, don't get too close to it. It might poke you.
Anyways, I present you my beach sunset with a nice sunset. It's kind of like the same thing I did there, but don't mind that.
When did you learn how to draw a palm tree like that? This is honestly amazing. What?
I've been drawing this exact picture like for 10 years now.
Yeah, it looks similar to a lot of your artworks, but I'm not gonna lie, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's my go-to. Anyways, you guys have seen the sunsets. Let's go to the 30-minute illusions.
Yeah, be careful with these.
Okay, well, we start with Cam every time. So right now, I want to start with Benz. What do you got here?
Well, we had 30 minutes to make illusions. So using chalk and blending techniques, I had to make it look like a hole was going through the wall and it was landing in outer space.
Wow, this is beautiful. I've never seen this ever. Like, this is an original masterpiece.
Just take a step back and kind of squint your eyes.
If you really squint your eyes, you might be fooled that it's an actual hole in the wall.
Yes. You guys should just remember how beautiful this is, right?
Wow, and right. The blue stuff is the Milky Way?
Bro, I'm not a scientist, dog.
Wait, there's milk in space?
What do we got here?
A door to the sky.
Whoa.
Ooh, look, try to open the door. Try it.
It's already open, but try to close it.
What? Try to walk through the door.
I got dirty. This is actually very realistic. I love the shadows.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, boys, you guys have seen all of our chalk drawings. And it's time for you guys to decide who the best artist is. Keep in mind, the loser will be getting destroyed by a high-powered chalk cannon. So choose wisely.
This is gonna be a close one. You guys did a very great job, but there could only be one winner. And that is...
Yeah! Yeah!
Let's get out of here!
Yeah! Oh, that's not a real door! That's not a real door!
I forgot.
Yeah. Oh!
I know it's like a punishment, but I'm just gonna jump through this.
Whoa,
I'm just gonna get out of my way!
Ow! Let's just get you destroyed by high-powered chalk cannons.
Come on!
That's gonna suck. Yeah.
All right, Ben! It's time for you to get destroyed by high-powered chalk cannons.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, you're gonna need these.
What?
And then stand right here. Good luck.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
All right, Ben, when I hit this button, you're gonna become extremely colorful.
Well, I've had enough chalk on me today. I don't need any more.
I think you need some more. Are you ready?
No.
All right, I'm gonna hit it. I'm just kidding.
Why?
I'm not gonna hit it.
You can't do that to me.
It's okay, I'm not. Actually, I'm gonna, oh, I got really close.
Do not do that to
Look,
me.
Look, my fingers are really close to the button. All right. Are you ready?
I've been ready, bro. Just do it already. Get it over with.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. All right, Ben, next time, just don't lose.